Good morning and welcome to another one of our little podcasts. I apologize. I was trying to do a live broadcast a minute ago, hit the wrong button and everything went away. So we're starting over again. As I said before, life's been a little crazy, so I haven't been able to get all the things that I need done. Had a lot of little distractions the last 2 months, really, and really going back a long time before that. But hopefully I'm able to get a few things together. This podcast is going to be a little bit long because I'm combining a couple things together, and I hope that it makes a good impression on you. Without too much ado, I do want to get into the morning offering for this morning, so for the Office of Readings. So let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer and begin. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea. It belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Come then, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not go stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness when at Meribah and Massah. They challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. And with that, we turn to our week 2, Wednesday hymn. Lord Jesus Christ, be present now, and let your Holy Spirit bow all hearts in love and truth today, to hear your word and keep your way. Give us the grace to grasp your word, that we may do what we have heard. Instruct us through the Scriptures, Lord, as we draw near, O God adored. May your glad tidings always bring good news to men, that they may sing of how you came to save all men. Instruct us till you come again. To God the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit, three in one. To you, O blessed Trinity, be praised throughout eternity. We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies. Alleluia. I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips. When the wicked man stands before me, I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up, and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days. Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is nothing in your sight. A mere breath, the man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our own bodies. Alleluia. Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain. Alleluia. And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rest all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sins and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again before I depart and be no more. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Through your Son you taught us, Father, not to be fearful of tomorrow, but to commit our lives to your care. Do not withhold your Spirit from us, but help us to find a life of peace after these days of trouble. Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain. Alleluia. I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy. Alleluia. Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all the day long? Your tongue like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, your tongue of deceit. For this God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, so this is the man who refused to take God as a stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth, and grew powerful by his crimes? But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God forever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, you cut down the unfruitful branch for burning, and prune the fertile to make it bear more fruit. Make us grow like the laden olive trees in your domain, firmly rooted in the power and mercy of your Son, so that you may gather from us worthy fruit of eternal life. I have put my trust in God's never-failing mercy. Alleluia. God raised up Christ from the dead. Alleluia. So that all our faith and hope might be in God. Alleluia. From the book of Revelation, I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the presiding spirit of the church in Pergamum, write this. The one with the sharp two-edged sword has this to say, I know you live in the very place where Satan's throne is erected. I know that you hold fast to my name and have not denied the faith you have in me. Not even at the time of Antipas, my faithful witness, was martyred in your city where Satan has his home. Nevertheless, I hold a few matters against you. There are some among you following the teachings of Balaam, who instructed Balak to throw a stumbling block in the way of the Israelites by tempting them to eat food sacrificed to idols and to practice fornication. Yes, you too have those among you who hold to the teaching of Nicolaites. Therefore repent. If you do not, I will come to you soon and fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. To the victor I will give the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone upon which is inscribed a new name, to be known only by him who receives it. To the presiding spirit of the church of Thyatira, write this. The Son of God, whose eyes blaze like fire and whose feet gleam like polished brass, has this to say. I know your deeds, your love and faith and service, as well as your patient endurance. I know also that your efforts of recent times are greater than ever. Nevertheless, I hold this against you. You tolerate a Jezebel, that self-styled prophetess who seduces my servants by teaching them to practice lewdness and to eat food sacrificed to idols. I have given her a chance to repent, but she refuses to turn from her lewdness. I mean to cast her down on a bed of pain. Her companions in sin I will plunge into intense suffering until they repent of their sins with her, and her children I will put to death. Thus shall all the churches come to know that I am the searcher of hearts and minds, and that I will give each of you what your conduct deserves. And now I address myself to you others in Thyatira, who do not uphold this teaching and know nothing of the so-called deep secrets of Satan. On you, I place no further burden. In any case, hold fast to what you have done until I come. To the one who wins the victory, who keeps to my ways until the end, I will give authority over the nations, the same authority I received from my Father. He shall rule them with a rod of iron and shatter them like crockery, and I will give him the morning star. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like the flame of fire. I search the mind and the heart, and I will repay each one as his deeds deserve. Alleluia. Behold, I am coming soon. I will bring my reward with me, and I will repay each one as his deeds deserve. Alleluia. From a sermon by St. Leo the Great, a Pope. Dear brethren, there is no doubt that the Son of God took our human nature into so close a union with himself that one and the same Christ is present, not only in the firstborn of all creation, but in all his saints as well. The head cannot be separated from the members, nor the members from the head. Not in this life, it is true, but only in eternity will God be all in all. Yet even as he now dwells, whole and undivided, in his temple, the church, such was his promise to us when he said, "See, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." And so all that the Son of God did and taught for the world's reconciliation is not for us simply a matter of past history. Here and now we experience his power at work among us. Born of a virgin, mother by the action of the Holy Spirit, Christ keeps his church spotless and makes her fruitful by the inspiration of that same Spirit. In baptismal regeneration, she brings forth children for God beyond all numbering. These are the sons of whom it is written, "They are born not of blood, nor of desire of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." In Christ, Abraham's posterity is blessed, because in him the entire world receives the adoption of sons, and in him the patriarch becomes the father of all nations. Through the birth, not of human stock, but by faith, of the descendants that were promised to him, from every nation on earth without exception, Christ forms a single flock of those he has sanctified, daily fulfilling the promise he once made. "I have other sheep, not of this fold, whom it is also ordained that I should lead. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd." Although it was primary to Peter that he said, "Feed my sheep," yet the one Lord guides all pastors in the discharge of their duties and office, and leads to rich and fertile pastures all those who come to the rock. There is no counting the sheep who are nourished with this abundant love. and who are prepared to lay down their lives for the sake of the Good Shepherd who died for them. But it is not only the martyrs who share in his passion by their glorious courage. The same is true by faith of all who are born again in baptism. That is why we are to celebrate the Lord's Paschal sacrifice with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The leaven of our former malice is thrown out, and the new creature is filled and inebriated with the Lord himself. For the effect of our sharing in the body and blood of Christ is to change us into what we receive. We have died with him, and we have been buried and raised to life with him. So we bear him within us, both in body and in spirit, and in everything we do. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Alleluia. I will look after my sheep and seek them out. I will bring them out from among the peoples and lead them to my pasture. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Alleluia. Let us pray. God of mercy, you have filled us with the hope of the resurrection by restoring man to his original dignity. May we who relive this mystery each year come to share it in perpetual love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. And with that, I'm going to conclude this live and go to morning prayer and upload this so that it is there and start getting back to the normal schedule. Thank you for listening and have a great day.